Terry J. Vaughn, welcome back to Upfront. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. So you were a guest during my first season of the show, and we were so excited to have you on. That was part of your directorial debut of Digital Lives Matter. And we're so happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, everyone knows you for being in front of the camera. And by the way, this entire show is dedicated to Women's History Month, and we're talking to amazing women such as yourself who are doing, you know, phenomenal things in television, film, music, the arts, theater, that whole thing. But you have a company, a film company, production company, Nina Holiday, that you have partnered with Cass Seeger Beatles, and wanted to explain that because people hear that Nina Holiday, you know, this film is brought to you by Nina Holiday, but I don't think people have ever heard the reason why it's called Nina Holiday.
Well, yes, Cass Seeger's, now Seeger's Beatles. When I met her, she was just Seeger's.
Yeah.
When we met about 14, 15 years ago, she had just written her first novel, and I was acting on in a independent film being shot here in Atlanta, Georgia, which I was still living in L.A., though.
Right.
And she just happened to be the costumer of, she's very talented. She does tons of things.
Oh, she's a Renaissance woman. She
yes,
does she does
is.
It all.
So she was a costumer on this independent movie, and she had told me she had just written her first novel, and she asked me if I would read it, and I was like, of course. So I read her book, and I fell in love with her book. And so when I got back to L.A., I called her. I was like, have you ever thought about making this into a television series?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, well, you know, would you be interested in that? And so from that point on, we kind of just bonded together in trying to bring that story to life. And so we pitched it to different television networks, and we just kept getting pushback. And the biggest response that we were getting is that, oh, well, this voice doesn't sound like a black person.
Wow.
And we were like, what? But she wrote it.
Yeah.
She's very black. What are you talking about? This
exactly.
She talks all the time. So, you know, that kind of just lit a fire under our butts. We were like, you know what? We have to take control of telling our stories the way that we know they should be told. Instead of having someone else tell our stories from their perspective and from what very little they know about being a black person, being a black woman, we need to do more of telling our own stories. And so we formed our company, Nina Holiday Entertainment, and because we knew we were blazing a trail, we were like, you know what, we're going to name our company after these two trailblazing women, one being Billie Holiday, who I was a huge fan of. I would listen to her music all the time. And Cass was a huge fan of Nina Simone. So we just mixed their names together and came up with Nina Holiday. And we were like, oh, we love it.
Yeah.
And we named our company after that.
Wow. I love that story. I love that story. And I'm like, you know, we're WCLK Atlanta's Jazz Station. I was like, I want our listeners to know when they see Nina Holiday, that's why it's called that. So I wanted you to tell that story. You ladies have been really busy from that point on. Girlfriend's Getaway, When Love Kills, which actually was nominated for a NAACP Image Award last year. And then most recently, Merry Wishmas, that featured David and Tamela Mann, that was shot right here in Georgia. What do you guys look for when you're putting together a project? What gets a yes from Nina Holiday?
Well, you know, we've been really fortunate because we are content creators. We
come
up with ideas. Cass, as you know, is a writer.
Right.
So she's written most of the scripts that we have produced. Not all of them, but most of them.
Okay.
And we have, because we have been doing this for so long, we have a really great relationships with some of the networks. And so a lot of times they'll come to us and ask, hey, do you guys have anything that, you know, would be good for Women's History Month? Or do you have anything that's good for the holidays? Do you have any Christmas movies? So we'll create what is needed. We'll come up with a story, come up with an idea. We'll pitch it to the network. They're like, yes, we love it. Cass will write the script. We go back and forth with some rewrites. And that's kind of how we've been able to rock and roll. Like, we've been creating what is needed for the networks. And then there's been times when, like, for instance, I really wanted to do a movie with my girlfriends. I wanted to, and this was after I'd seen Bridesmaids.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God, I want to do a movie with my girlfriends about us, you know, taking a trip or doing something. And that I told Cass, I was like, I need to do something like that. I want to play a character where I'm with my girlfriends, blah, 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 blah. And we came up with a story for Girlfriend's Getaway and pitched it to the network, got my girlfriends attached, Garcelle Bouvet, Esther Atkins, Melinda Williams, and we were able to make that movie.
And you were pregnant at the time for one of the films, right?
Yeah. You know what? When we first created it and we first pitched it, I wasn't pregnant. So the original script was not me being pregnant.
Yeah.
But by the time we got ready to shoot it, I was very pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. You
and, you know, at first it was like, oh, okay, well, who are we going to get to play that role? And I was like, whoa. Yeah. We're not going to get anybody to play that role. What we're going to do is we're going to rewrite that in the character that he's pregnant.
And that was so funny because you rarely see, and especially with that film, because there was a lot of hijinks going on, a lot of stuff going on, but you rarely see a pregnant woman in that role. So I thought it was so cute the way, you know, the way the story played out. And I was just like, Terry is rolling with the punches, because that was a lot for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
And being
we were
pregnant.
In Trinidad.
Yeah.
We were in Trinidad. And I have to share this. When I first landed and I was waiting for my luggage, they lost my luggage.
Oh, my gosh.
And it had all my vitamins, all my pregnancy vitamins in it. And that was a huge lesson for me to not check my vitamins.
Yeah.
With me. But, you know, it came after a couple of days, so I was fine.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's we've been really fortunate to be able to do that. And that's why I think it's so important for us to be able to tell our stories and for us to kind of have some control of the narrative, because, you know, I would have been written out of that movie had that been, you know, somebody else's production company, and now I'm pregnant. They're not going to take a chance on flying a pregnant woman, you know, out of the country to play a lead role in this comedy. And like you said, it was so, you know, it was very physical and all the things that we had to do. But, you know, I have great pregnancies. I can rock and roll.
Yeah.
I was like, I could do this.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and I did, and I had a lot of fun. And it added to the movie.
It did.
To have to deal with this pregnant woman in the story.
Absolutely. Most people know you for being in front of the camera, but, you know, this you have this new love now of directing and producing. Was that always the goal when you started in entertainment so many years ago?
Well, creating and producing was always on the radar.
Okay.
I cannot say that directing was on the radar, because I think that's a completely different beast, which comes with another plethora of responsibilities that, you know, I wasn't even thinking about when I first got started. But after creating and producing for, you know, 10, 12 years, it just felt like the natural transition for myself to be able, you know, because we have the focus. I mean, we have the picture in our mind of what it is that we're creating when we're creating these things. And usually we hand that off to a director to bring to life. And so much of what comes to life is what the director creates in their own mind. Of course. And so I was like, you know, I want the opportunity to actually create as the director what we create as producers from my own, you know, visual. And we were able, again, to create that opportunity for ourselves when we created and produced hashtag Digital Lives Matter.
Okay.
So that, like you said, was my directing debut. And we were able to create that opportunity for myself because we're kind of controlling our narrative. And then from that, I've been able to transition into, not transition, I hate saying transition, because transition means I'm leaving something and
right.
going to something else. So I've added to what I'm doing based on that movie and people really, really liking that movie and having the relationships at the network, I got opportunity to then again direct Merry Wishmas. And since then, I've directed at least 4 more network movies. And I do love it. Like you said, I love it.
Yes.
I love actors. I love working with actors. So that's always been my thing anyway.
And I remember you had the, what was it, the Green Cafe?
The Green Room?
Yeah, Green Room Cafe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you were working with, you know, just script writers, actors, directors, anyone who was, aspiring to move into that TV and film space. You were actually providing a platform for them to be able to share their work. Let's talk about some of the other things, you know, going back to you being in front of the camera. I did see something on Instagram, I think it was towards the end of last year, that you're going to be appearing on Rel.
Oh, yeah, I did that. So that aired, like, I want to say it came on in December.
Okay.
Yes, and it was so fun. It was, you know, there's not a lot of multi-camera television series anymore, especially black ones. So to be back in that space with the multi-camera, it just brought me back to those Steve Harvey days.
Yeah.
You know, rehearsing all through the week, taping in front of a live studio audience, hearing the laughter, and just, you know, it was great. It was really, really great and fun.
So what's next for you? Because I know that you guys have already shot another Christmas film for TV One, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
For BET.
Okay.
So we have 2 more projects that we're developing and shooting for BET. One is around breast cancer.
Okay.
And another one is a like a romance drama. So we're in development for both of those, and you know, and then I'm in post for the Christmas movies that we just got finished. Doing Hip Hop Holiday is one, and then I also directed one for another production company.
Okay.
That we didn't produce, but I was hired as the director. So I'm in post for that and awaiting the release of another movie that I directed that will be airing on BET, and it was a romantic comedy. And it stars a lot of Atlanta-based actors.
I was really fortunate
that the production company, which is based out of Washington, D.C., Octet Productions, they trusted me to bring in actors that I knew from Atlanta. So you'll see a lot of Atlanta faces in that movie.
Wow. Well, Terry J. Vaughn, much success to you. And so happy for what you're doing in the trails that you are blazing. You and Cass Seeger Beatles are blazing through Nina Holiday and entertainment. And again, we're just so happy for you and can't wait to check out these movies this year.
Thank you, Ray. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.